Well, he gets around this bloke in the nicest possible way, I've got to say, because he has now made his way to the Genesis Open. It's at the Riviera Country Club, which is pretty flash right there in the heart of LA. But it never rains in California. Well, not this week and not the week before. Pebble Beach, rain delayed. The Genesis Open, rain delayed. They're getting underway now for their fourth and final round. Duncan McKenzie McCarg is right in the middle of it. He joins us from Riviera. Hello, Duncan.
Hi, good morning, TK. Good morning, Laurie. Yes, it's a very kind of windy Riviera here, threatening with rain at the moment. It leads this final round of the Genesis Open. I tell you what, guys, I'm following the final grouping here right now. I'm currently looking at Justin Thomas, the leader of the tournament, by four shots, and Adam Scott. High drama, guys, just on the second. I was just watching the two players approach into the second, and Justin Thomas's approach landed sort of around near the spectators, around near the rough, on the edge of the green. One of the spectators has kicked the ball while it was still moving in play and then kicked it all the way back into the bunker. Now, both of these players saw the incident and they were just almost flabbergasted by the incident. Justin Thomas couldn't believe it. He had to go and speak to tournament officials who then made their way over to the group of spectators to try and figure out exactly what happened. So it was a bizarre situation when you had Jake D and Adam Scott and the tournament officials basically trying to speak with this crowd of onlookers to try and get an indication as to what happened because the defender had walked off. So high drama here at the Genesis Open, and it's all starting to happen here for Adam Scott and JT.
Yeah, well, Adam Scott's three behind Justin Thomas. He's playing some really good golf in this tournament, Adam Scott.
Yeah, he certainly is. I mean, he's one of these guys, he's put himself into a fantastic position here. And obviously, when you're playing JT on the final day Sunday, you know you're with a shot. He's a former winner here, of course, Laurie, back in 2005. That particular event ended in 54 holes. So, I mean, a lot of people say come to Southern California and have the magnificent sunshine and the fantastic weather. But, you know, this tournament, because it's played in February, because it's played effectively in the middle of winter over here, they do get some variable weather. So, yeah, when Scotty won, that was after 54 holes. He's had to trying to get in 34 holes of golf today. So, he's used spare socks this week to get himself through the rain delay. His feet and his shoes have been absolutely saturated from the conditions here. And, yeah, let's just hope for Australia's sake he can break through and win his first tournament in about 3 years, I think it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, he's been great. 66, 65, 69. So he's in that tie for second as we speak. It's all about Tiger Woods as well, isn't it? He's in a tie for fifth position. He started a little bit rough. Opening round 70, second round of 71, third round of 65. But, geez, they love Tiger.
I tell you what, TK, I was following Tiger yesterday during that birdie blitz of the third round. And, you know, I saw some of the crowds in Atlanta when he won the Tour Championship in September of last year. But I tell you what, the LA crowd here yesterday cheering him on, especially when he made that huge eagle putt, that 21-footer, that was massive. And the noise that was coming from the galleries, I mean, you could hear it from the other side of the course. I managed to catch up to Tiger's group, and he was just on fire. He was like the Tiger of old. It was just magnificent to see. As we know, Tiger brings a different sort of golf fan to the course, and people were yahooing, going on. I mean, it was absolutely freezing out here yesterday. It was about 10 degrees Celsius. It was almost like we're watching golf in Scotland. But Tiger certainly warmed everyone up with the way that he was playing, and I tell you what, he's certainly back. It's just a matter of whether he can string those four rounds together and hopefully win another major.
Later on today, mate, it's going to be starting at midday our time. It's going to be the NBA All-Stars match where they're high-scoring affairs, but it's Team LeBron. They're the hot favourites, $1.47. By the way, Ben Simmons, the first ever Aussie to make the All-Star side, and he's already played for the rest of the world against the US, and now he backs up for Team LeBron as well.
Yeah, this is really exciting, TK. I mean, obviously, this is history in the making coming up this afternoon. I can't wait for it. Team LeBron starting five. Listen to this. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden. I mean, that's effectively the dream team, all in one team. And on the other side, Team Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. So I think Team LeBron will certainly go in as a hot favorite for that one. But just on Ben, I mean, he played very, very well in that Rising Stars game here on Friday night, TK. I mean, he was certainly making the field goals, and he was certainly running that offense very, very well. I mean, it's such a fantastic story in the context of Australian sport. We know that Ben was a little bit unlucky to miss out on making that NBA All-Star team last year, but now he's come in as a reserve. And obviously he was drafted by LeBron James during those live TNT selections. So LeBron certainly wants him on his team. It's just a matter of whether he can deliver 14 to LeBron here today at midday.
Yeah, LeBron, I know they don't take it that seriously, this game, but do the people over there, they just love watching basketball that much? They just switch on the TV and see their heroes run around in a pretend Mickey Mouse game.
Yeah, they do, Laurie, but I think it's one of these ones that, you know, I think everyone would love to see these players play just a little bit of defense. As we've seen over the years, you know, it's been so high scoring, so offensive. When people get on the other side of the court, they effectively put their hands on their hips and just kind of let players take the ball to the basket. I mean, it's an exhibition game is putting it lightly. I mean, last year we actually saw a pretty competitive game with Steph Curry's team versus LeBron James' team, and that was a fantastic game. But it's just a matter of whether these two teams are going to play defense, because, as you know, there's so much great scoring on both sides.